We all encounter moments that ignite the fiery beast within us. Anger. Anger, though a natural human emotion, has the power to consume us, control us, and lead us down a destructive path. However, in the realm of ancient philosophy, there exists a timeless wisdom that can guide us towards serenity and self-mastery, Stoicism. In this video, we will delve into the profound teachings of Stoicism and discover how this ancient philosophy can help us control our anger, paving the way for a more tranquil and fulfilling life. Anger, like fire, can be both destructive and transformative. It is an emotion that can either consume us or fuel our personal growth. Before we embark on our journey to control anger through Stoicism, let's explore the nature of anger itself. Anger is a powerful and primal emotion. It is often triggered by perceived threats, injustices, or frustrations. When anger takes hold of us, it can cloud our judgment, impair our decision-making, and strain our relationships. It is, in essence, a double-edged sword that we must learn to wield wisely. Uncontrolled anger exacts a toll on our physical and mental well-being. It can lead to increased stress, elevated blood pressure, and even chronic health problems. Furthermore, the destructive aftermath of unchecked anger can damage our personal and professional relationships, leaving a trail of regret and broken connections. Stoicism, an ancient Greek philosophy founded by Zeno of Citium around 300 BCE, provides us with profound insights into the nature of anger. The Stoics believed that emotions, including anger, arise from our judgments and perceptions of events, rather than the events themselves. By understanding and controlling our judgments, we can transcend the grip of anger. Now that we have laid the foundation, it's time to explore the Stoic toolkit for anger management. Stoicism offers a plethora of practices and principles that can help us gain mastery over our emotions. 1. The dichotomy of control. One of the fundamental tenets of Stoicism is the dichotomy of control, distinguishing between what is within our control and what is beyond it. Anger often arises when we try to control external events or other people's actions, which are beyond our sphere of influence. Instead, Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our judgments, attitudes, and responses. Imagine you're stuck in traffic and you're running late for an important meeting. The external event, the traffic jam, is beyond your control. Fuming with anger at the situation won't change it. However, you can control your response. By accepting the situation and choosing to use that time for reflection or listening to an educational podcast, you turn an infuriating experience into an opportunity for personal growth. This is the essence of the dichotomy of control. 2. Negative visualization. Another potent Stoic practice is negative visualization. This involves contemplating the worst-case scenarios to prepare ourselves for life's inevitable challenges. By doing so, we become more resilient and less prone to explosive anger when faced with adversity. Suppose you are working on a crucial project, and your coworker makes a significant mistake that jeopardizes the entire endeavor. Instead of reacting with immediate anger, Stoicism encourages you to employ negative visualization. Picture a scenario where the project fails, and the consequences are severe. By mentally preparing for such outcomes, you not only reduce the shock of unfavorable events, but also gain the clarity to address the situation calmly and rationally. 3. The Stoic pause. In the heat of the moment, our anger often surges uncontrollably. Stoicism advocates the Stoic pause, a momentary break in our emotional reaction. This pause allows us to distance ourselves from the initial wave of anger, giving us time to assess the situation more objectively. Imagine a situation where a family member or colleague makes a hurtful remark that triggers your anger. Instead of lashing out impulsively, take a deep breath and pause for a moment. During this pause, ask yourself if your anger is a rational response or a knee-jerk reaction. By introducing this moment of reflection, you regain control over your emotions, steering them towards a more measured and constructive response. 4. Amor fati, love of fate. Amor fati, a central Stoic concept, encourages us to embrace and love our fate, no matter how unfavorable it may seem. Instead of resenting or becoming angry at the hand life deals us, Stoicism invites us to find meaning and purpose in every circumstance. Consider a scenario where you face a significant setback in your career. You might feel anger towards the circumstances or individuals involved. However, by adopting the Stoic perspective of amor fati, you transform your anger into acceptance and gratitude. You start to view challenges as opportunities for growth and development, and your anger dissipates in the face of this newfound wisdom. At the core of Stoicism lies the pursuit of virtue. According to the Stoics, virtue is the highest good, and living a virtuous life leads to eudaimonia, a state of flourishing and fulfillment. To control our anger effectively, we must understand and cultivate the Stoic virtues. Wisdom, the first Stoic virtue, involves the ability to discern what is truly valuable in life and to make sound judgments. In the context of anger, wisdom guides us to distinguish between justified and unjustified anger. When faced with a situation that triggers anger, wisdom prompts us to consider whether our anger is rooted in a legitimate violation of our values or merely a reaction to discomfort or inconvenience. By aligning our anger with what truly matters, we ensure that it serves a purpose and contributes to our well-being. Courage, the second Stoic virtue, is the strength to confront adversity and endure hardship without succumbing to fear or anger. It empowers us to face the challenges that trigger anger with composure and resilience. Think of a time when you encountered an unjust situation that ignited your anger. Instead of reacting impulsively, courage encourages you to confront the issue with a steady heart and a clear mind. It enables you to address the source of your anger, stand up for your principles, and seek resolution without being overwhelmed by rage. Justice, the third Stoic virtue, is the commitment to treating others fairly and with kindness. When we practice justice, we become less prone to anger because we view others with empathy and understanding. Imagine a conflict with a friend or colleague. Instead of allowing anger to drive a wedge between you, practicing justice helps you approach the situation with fairness and a desire for mutual understanding. By seeking common ground and striving for resolution, you transcend anger and foster harmonious relationships. Temperance, the final Stoic virtue, is the mastery of one's desires and emotions. It teaches us to moderate our passions, including anger, and maintain inner equilibrium. In moments of intense anger, temperance acts as a guiding force. It encourages you to resist the urge to react impulsively and to maintain control over your emotional responses. By practicing temperance, you ensure that anger does not overpower your reason, allowing you to act with poise and wisdom. Now that we have explored the Stoic virtues, it's time to delve into practical Stoic exercises that can help us control our anger. These exercises are not mere theoretical concepts, but actionable strategies to implement in our daily lives. Journaling is a powerful Stoic practice that encourages self-reflection and emotional regulation. By maintaining a daily journal, you can track your anger triggers, explore the underlying causes, and develop strategies to respond more calmly. Each time you feel anger welling up within you, take a moment to jot down your thoughts and emotions. Reflect on the situation and consider whether your anger aligns with Stoic principles. Over time, you'll gain valuable insights into your anger patterns and be better equipped to manage them. Stoicism teaches us that everything in life is impermanent, including our anger. Meditating on the transitory nature of emotions can help us detach from anger's grip. Imagine yourself caught in a traffic jam again, but this time, you remember the impermanence of the situation. This too shall pass. By meditating on impermanence, you lessen the intensity of your anger and regain a sense of perspective. Self-affirmations are positive statements that reinforce Stoic virtues and principles. By repeating these affirmations daily, you can train your mind to respond to anger with Stoic wisdom. Create a list of Stoic affirmations that resonate with you, such as, "I control my judgments, not my circumstances," or, I choose courage over anger. Repeat these affirmations regularly, especially when anger begins to surface. They will serve as a reminder of your commitment to Stoic ideals. Role reversal is a Stoic exercise that involves putting yourself in the shoes of the person or situation that triggered your anger. By empathizing with their perspective, you gain a more comprehensive understanding of the situation and reduce the intensity of your anger. Let's say you received harsh criticism from a colleague. Instead of reacting defensively, engage in role reversal. Consider the stress or pressure your colleague might be under and try to understand their point of view. By doing so, you can approach the situation with empathy, diffuse your anger, and foster a more constructive dialogue. Throughout history, there have been individuals who exemplified Stoic principles and served as inspirational role models. By studying their lives and wisdom, we can draw valuable insights on how to control anger and live a virtuous life. Epictetus, born into slavery in ancient Rome, became one of the most influential Stoic philosophers. His life story exemplifies the power of Stoicism to overcome adversity and control anger. Despite facing oppression and discrimination, Epictetus embraced Stoic principles and taught that external circumstances had no power over his inner tranquility. He endured his hardships with grace and wisdom, illustrating how even in the direst circumstances, one can choose to control their anger and maintain their dignity. Marcus Aurelius, the Roman emperor and Stoic philosopher, provides us with insights into how to navigate the challenges of leadership and power without succumbing to anger. As a ruler of the Roman Empire, Marcus faced immense pressure and constant challenges. Yet he maintained his composure and humility, guided by Stoic principles. His Meditations, a collection of personal reflections, reveal his inner struggle with anger and his commitment to self-mastery. While Stoicism originated in ancient Greece, its principles remain highly relevant in our modern world. In this chapter, we will explore how Stoicism can be applied to contemporary challenges and how it can help us navigate the complexities of our fast-paced lives. The modern workplace can be a breeding ground for stress and anger. Stoic principles, such as focusing on what is within our control and practicing wisdom and justice, can help us thrive in a corporate environment. Imagine a scenario where you receive negative feedback from your supervisor. Instead of reacting defensively or angrily, Stoicism encourages you to assess the feedback objectively and use it as an opportunity for growth. By applying Stoic principles at work, you can enhance your professional relationships and advance in your career. Maintaining healthy relationships requires emotional intelligence and the ability to manage conflicts effectively. Stoic practices, including empathy and temperance, can enhance our interpersonal dynamics and reduce the destructive impact of anger. In a romantic relationship, for instance, conflicts are inevitable. Instead of escalating disagreements with anger, Stoicism encourages you to listen actively, empathize with your partner's perspective, and seek mutually beneficial solutions. By practicing Stoicism in your relationships, you can cultivate deeper connections and lasting love. In an era marked by increased stress and anxiety, Stoicism offers a lifeline for mental health. By embracing Stoic practices like meditation, negative visualization, and self-reflection, we can bolster our emotional resilience and achieve greater psychological well-being. Picture a time when you face a personal crisis that triggers intense anger or despair. Through Stoic meditation, you can remind yourself of the impermanence of the situation and your capacity to endure. By integrating Stoicism into your mental health toolkit, you can find solace and strength in turbulent times. As we near the end of our journey into Stoicism's profound wisdom, it's essential to recognize that mastering Stoicism, like any other discipline, is a lifelong pursuit. The path to Stoic mastery requires commitment, practice, and continuous self-improvement. To control your anger effectively through Stoicism, consistency is key. Make Stoic principles and practices a part of your daily routine. The more you integrate them into your life, the more natural they will become. Begin each day with a moment of reflection, reminding yourself of the Stoic virtues and affirmations. Throughout the day, apply the Stoic pause when anger arises and engage in role reversal to empathize with others. Consistency will gradually transform Stoicism from a philosophy into a way of life. Joining a Stoic community or study group can provide invaluable support and encouragement on your journey. Interacting with like-minded individuals who share your commitment to Stoicism can reinforce your dedication and deepen your understanding. In a Stoic community, you can engage in discussions, share experiences, and gain insights from others' perspectives. These interactions not only strengthen your Stoic practices, but also remind you that you are not alone on this transformative path. Remember that Stoicism is not a rigid doctrine, but a philosophy of personal growth. As you strive to control your anger and live a virtuous life, embrace the process of growth and self-discovery. Be compassionate with yourself when you stumble, and celebrate your successes along the way. Consider your journey with Stoicism as a continuous ascent towards a more tranquil and fulfilling life. With each step, you become more adept at controlling your anger, nurturing your virtues, and embodying the wisdom of the Stoic sages. In our relentless pursuit of personal and professional success, anger often emerges as a formidable obstacle. However, by embracing the timeless wisdom of Stoicism, we can attain a state of serenity and self-mastery that empowers us to control our anger and lead a life imbued with virtue. The Stoic path is not an easy one, but its rewards are profound. It offers us the tools to confront adversity with courage, to approach conflicts with wisdom, and to foster relationships rooted in justice and empathy. It reminds us that in a world filled with external chaos, we possess the inner power to control our responses and choose the path of tranquility. As you embark on your Stoic journey to control your anger, let the words of the ancient Stoic philosophers guide you. Remember the dichotomy of control, the Stoic virtues, and the practical exercises that can help you navigate the complexities of modern life. Seek inspiration from Stoic role models, both past and present, who have demonstrated the transformative power of this philosophy. Ultimately, Stoicism is an invitation to live a life of purpose, resilience, and serenity. By embracing its teachings, you can transcend anger's grip and embark on a journey towards a more fulfilling and virtuous existence. In the words of the Stoic sage Epictetus, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." So, choose the path of Stoicism, and may it lead you to the serenity you seek.